It's Marketplace Tech for Friday, July 24th from San Francisco. I'm Molly Wood, in for Ben Johnson. 80s video game geeks rejoice. The movie Pixels is coming out this weekend. In it, vintage video game characters become the bad guys. With the movie come a couple of Pixels-inspired video games, which actually seems pretty obvious. But it turns out there's a long and sometimes checkered history of video games based on Hollywood movies. Marketplace's Adrian Hill stopped by the show to give us a little history lesson. Hey, Adrian.
Hey, Molly.
How long have we actually had these video game tie-ins with movies?
Almost as long as we've had video games, back in the arcade days even. And with the exception, and there are notable exceptions here, a lot of these games have been average or really bad. One of the most spectacular failures was the E.T. game for the Atari. It came out back in 1982. It is a true, true disaster video game. Here's the story of E.T. from John Paul Dyson. He's the director of the International Center for the History of Electronic Games at the Strong Museum of Play.
The developer, Howard Scott Warshaw, had only about a month to translate this movie into a console game for the Atari 2600, which was the most popular video game console at the time. And it was really an impossible task. It was the story of this alien trying to make his way home. And there were not really the battles or other things that people knew how to make for video games at the time.
The game meant a huge loss for Atari, and it's actually among the reasons the video game industry crashed in the 1980s. It was that bad.
That is epic.
It is.
Why didn't things get better after that? Why are so many other tie-in games still bad?
Well, there are a lot of reasons. In many cases, they have that basic E.T. problem, which is developers just don't have enough time to work on these games. They often don't have the budget that a really good game requires because these things don't ever sell great. Gamers complain that sometimes these seem to be more about marketing than about gameplay. And finally, it's really hard to translate what works emotionally in a movie into a typical video game.
So where are we today? These video games are still happening. What's the state of video game tie-ins?
They are happening, but they're not happening as often at the same high level they used to be happening at. There are some exceptions. Jurassic World, which came out this summer, did have a Jurassic World Lego tie-in game. That's a full-fledged $50 console game, but it's also capitalizing on the Lego game brand. I don't know if you've played these games.
Those are good games.
They're good games. They're fun. You can sort of count on them to be pretty playable and pretty fun. But typically, and more often, we're seeing much smaller app-style games. And that's what we're seeing with Pixels. It's coming out this weekend. There are two free apps you can download. They both look pretty low budget. The online comments aren't all that positive. And they really do look like something the marketing department was like, oh my God, we have Pac-Man. We've got to do something.
Which suggests that the gamers are right, in fact. Marketplace's Adrian Hill, thank you so much.
Thanks, Molly.
Amazon is the belle of the earnings ball this week. The online retail giant had a surprisingly good earnings report yesterday, surprising in the sense that it was actually in the black. By quite a lot. Revenue was about $1 billion over analyst estimates, more than $23 billion total, and its income was $92 million compared to a $126 million loss in the same period last year. Amazon has a long history of reinvesting every penny and not turning a profit. Apparently, those days are over, and Wall Street was loving it. Amazon's share price shot up just after the news. It's Silicon Tally time. Today, my guest is Tom Merritt, host of the Daily Tech News Show podcast. Tom, are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I am as ready as I'll ever be.
All right, well then let's get started. I have a number for you, Tom. It is $500,000.
That's too low to be anything that I know. $500,000 is the amount of money made by Xiaomi on their wrist accessories in the United States.
Kind of a reasonable guess. But I like that you are a high roller and only deal in extremely large numbers. In fact, $500,000 is the amount that the Smithsonian wants to raise on Kickstarter, the Smithsonian, to preserve and digitize the spacesuit that Neil Armstrong wore for the moon landing. All right, what's your number, Tom? Hit me.
My first number is 49.7%.
49.7% is the, I got nothing.
It is the rate of unwanted emails in June, according to the Symantec Intelligence Report, the lowest percentage of spam since September 2003.
Okay, my next number is 70 miles per hour.
70 miles per hour is the rate that Andy Greenberg was going when the hackers took over his car wirelessly.
Curse you, Tom Merritt. That's correct. That's how fast he was going. And hackers, as a demonstration of car insecurity, took over the vehicle, made the windshield wipers come on, messed with the systems, and then ultimately cut the transmission, turning the car off on the freeway, which I think we can all agree is a terrible idea, right? That no one should do that.
On Interstate 64 in the middle of St. Louis, absolutely not. No, I don't think so.
All right. I think that's a point for you, sir. Let's see if I can catch up. What's your number?
500 million people.
500 million people declined to purchase an Apple Watch in the days since its release.
possibly true, but not the number I was quoting. That is the number of internet users estimated to be in India by 2017, according to the Internet and Mobile Association of India report that came out Monday.
And they will presumably have a spam-free world in which to surf.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Wouldn't that be nice? That sounds wonderful. All right, Tom Merritt, I think you win this round, but we shall play again, sir. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Follow Marketplace Tech on Twitter, and you can play our online version of Silicon Tally there. That's our show for today. I'm Molly Wood. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.